I believe you did some of that. Did you ever do that?
I helped.
Well, what would you do as far as getting flowers and things like that?
Well, we would design it, and how many candelabras she wanted, and we had arches made for one wedding, and the whole board in them, you know, to hold the candles. It was quite elaborate when we got it all done.
Well, I guess most of them were in the summer.
Yes, unfortunately, and hot as fire in the air conditioner.
As a child, did you go to any weddings that you can remember? Were you?
I suppose I must have. They didn't have as many church weddings then as they do now.
I guess it was.
Yeah, the bride was fairly well off. They could afford a church wedding.
If they had a church wedding. Otherwise, you'd get married at home.
Married at home.
I don't guess there were such elaborate receptions, maybe?
No, nothing like they are now, with the catering service.
Well, that in turn, then you say that mostly friends would do it, or you'd have ask some lady in the community to help you
that is
design.
Right.
What about funerals?
Well, now, that holds true there, too. The floral offerings, as I would call it, were either ordered from Augusta or Macon, and came on the train, and the friends arranged them in the home and in the church.
So you did
in place of, like Donovan does now, just take complete charge of that, and has all the racks, display racks and everything. Your friends did that.
So you had them brought in, the flowers, ordered sometimes?
Yes, they were ordered. Then we had no local florist. Anywhere around here where you could go and get them.
No, it's what you didn't have in your yard, you didn't.
That's right. And the floral offerings were ordered either from Macon or Augusta.
Did you have any type of wake or periods of...
Yes. Undertaken establishment, and but they did do embalming.
Well,
And did you know that a coffin in those days was advertised as a burial case?
Burial
case? Have you ever heard that expression?
I don't think so. Did you not tell me that the stores here had coffins?
Sure.
I mean, they were just kept.
Yes.
Rather than...
You see, there was no mortuary
at all.
Or undertaking establishment, whatever. See? And a lot of times, friends would come in and bathe the corpse and dress it, and they bought the coffin uptown.
In other words, save the family from having to do that.
That's right. And then someone sat up all night in the home.
Was there a particular word you might have used for that period when you might have sat up?
No, we didn't call it a wake.
I never really heard that word.
But of course, I've always heard of an Irish wake. You know, when they have all salt things to drink. The layers going on with the cults and that.
It's always fascinating because it's so different from anything I'd ever experienced.